good Remus. You are a good Remus. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. For another probably very abbreviated music session. And I'm going to start out with some just playing with the drum machine and left hand stuff. We'll be right back. entertaining. I was talking to someone on Kiora, and I came to the conclusion there was really no point in talking to this person because they are, well, and then I came to another conclusion that was even scarier. But first I came to the conclusion there was no point in talking to them because they insisted that there was no violence, that the Summer of Love Pravda version of the January 6th is the truth, and that the Democrats were lying, and that the feds were lying, and you know, also Trump really won the election, etc. All sorts of things which one can verifiably and objectively demonstrate are not true. Although, then I came to the scary thought that, well, what if there are two realities? I mean, I've talked about the possibility before that we're inside a quantum computer. And it's possible there are two worlds. There may be many, but it's possible that the qubits for some of us are aligned a little differently than the qubits for others of us, and that might help explain why so many people would vote for Trump. It seems on its surface, it seems insane and stupid, suicidal even, just like beyond reckless and into, I'd like to live in a dystopian hell, please. And I can't believe there are that many idiots. So, but what I can believe, at least a little bit, is that there's more than one world. And so, like, the world that we're aligned with and the world that they're aligned with are different. And it's easy to see one man's heaven is another man's hell, where the people who love Trump are the people who hate each other, who don't want to get too close to each other, who don't want to, you know, live in cities, things like that. Generally also want to throw each other under the bus. Of course, it's also, I guess, possible that the results are complete fiction. I mean, once you throw out the idea of one objective reality, like even navigating the world gets kind of difficult. It's something I usually only do when I'm suffering from bouts of mental illness, but I think at the moment when I'm suffering from it's more a mix of a lot of depression and illness. I seem to have brought back another strain of not COVID from Southern California. I have 3 tests to tell me it's not COVID and not the flu, but it seems like my cough has been getting more and more to where it feels like I'm going to die while I'm coughing, like either some blood vessel is going to burst in my head or I'm just not going to be able to breathe in. And that's been happening ever since my second COVID experience. So I do wonder, like, whether I'm just permanently damaged. Or, you know, maybe I'm, you know, if this is some sort of quantum state, maybe I don't belong here. Because I sure don't feel like I belong here. I'm going to
to try singing, even though I'm cautiously optimistic, I guess. People get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, just get on board. Don't need his faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready, there's a train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's room for all among who love the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances are thinner. There's no hiding place in the kingdom's throne. People get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel summon. You don't need no ticket, just thank the Lord. Get ready, there's a train coming, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's room for all among those who love the most. I'm getting ready, I'm getting ready. This time I'm ready.
I should work on some more Motown. See, a lot of these songs are songs for when I have more of a voice than I currently do. But here's a good one. I need like Amish Paradise. When the sky is falling like a blanket on your shoulder, the moon is like a mother looking over you forever. And the dawn is so familiar, you were meant to be together. Like a fog around a mountain forever. So softly, so sweetly, surrounding you completely. Sing you a lullaby, lullaby to you. Lullaby, lullaby to you. When you're breathing is the wind, and you're crying is the rain. Well, I know you will remember, cause the music is forever. The living of a lover, the loving of another. A sister and a brother, a father and a mother. So softly, so sweetly, surrounding you. Thank you.
falling like a blanket on your shoulder, and the moon is like a mother looking over you forever, and the dawn is so familiar. You were meant to be together like a fog around the mountain forever and ever, so softly, so close to me. You're surrounding me so beautifully. Lullaby, lullaby to you. Lullaby, lullaby to you.
List of things to do. I need to listen to a few songs several times, including Terrapin Station and Highway Star, so I can play them. And I did listen to Terrapin Station a bunch. I need to also do a chord chart for it, but the real key to me being able to successfully play a song is probably that I can hear it in my head. I mean, the chord chart helps a lot, but breaking up the speed limit, standing up pedestrians for a minute, crossing up progress, driving on the grass, leaving just enough room to pass. Oh, Sunday driver never took a test. Oh yeah, once upon a time in the West. They say it's no use saying that you don't know nothing. Still, you're gonna get you if you don't know something. Sitting on the fence, that's a dangerous call. You might even catch a bullet from the peacekeeping force. Yeah, cause even the hero get a bullet in the chest. Oh yeah, once upon a time in the West. Your daughter, who's protecting the intergenteel? Keep big trouble in the land of plenty. So tell me, how we gonna do what's best? Oh, you guess, once upon a time in the West. Oh, yeah, once upon a time in the West. Yeah, once upon a time in the West. See how this one goes.
There is a young cowboy, he lives in the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. As the moon rises, he sits by a fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer. Closing his eyes as the dog ears retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, moonlight ladies, rock goodbye, sweet baby James. Sweet greens and blues are the colors I choose. Me go down in my dreams and rock goodbye, sweet baby James. Now the 1st of December was covered in snow, and so was the turnpike from Spock Ridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshire seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. It's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. Good night, moonlight ladies, rock goodbye, sweet baby James. Sweet greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down my dreams and rock goodbye, sweet baby James.
Well, can't not do this one.
It's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie double four time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain to hear the jazz go down. In other places, oh, but the horns are blowing that sound. Well, down south, London town. Check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. The me doesn't want to make it cry or sing. This ain't no guitar, it's just all he can afford. When he gets up under lights to play a thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky tonk like anything. Friday nights with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Then the crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner, jumping dressed in their best brown baggies and their platform soles. Trumpet playing band, it ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans. has had left just as the town bell rings. But good night, now it's time to go. But it makes it fast, one more thing. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
So obviously we're looking at a somewhat short show tonight. Since I'm dying and all that. Anyway, we'll probably be back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be better.
To believe in this living. way. I said a hard way, a hard way. I said a hard, powerful, hard way to go.
All right, thanks for listening, anyone who did. We are at 334.1, and both yesterday and today were powered by the solar array. I imagine tomorrow will be too. We've been getting more sun, and also I've added a sunrise component to the array, so it picks up a lot more energy early in the morning than it used to. I am tempted to go a little further with that because the house is kind of perfectly situated to capture the sunrise. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening.